Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on today's show, this is a really quick show that I'm doing early in the morning, 8:30 in the morning. It's a little early for a show, but that's okay. I've been up since 4:30, so what are you going to do? Anyway, this is my new acquisition in the cause of getting better audio here in the living room as I record this show. Okay, this, I figured, you know, last time I was showing you the Fifine microphone that was like $17 to $20, and it was pretty good. But I reasoned, if that's good, what if I got a better quality microphone? Always thinking. Anyway, point being, it worked. This is a relatively inexpensive quality microphone. Okay, notice all the caveats I'm throwing in there. This is a Rode VideoMic Go 2. Get the logo there where you can read it because it's got shiny goldness. Rode likes gold. They put a gold dot on all of their stuff. I think it's to indicate the high quality of their products. Just my guess. Rode is not paying me for this little review. I bought it with my own funds. Don't worry about that. But these are all my opinions, and you know I like to give opinions. Anyway, this Rode VideoMic 2 is really nice. It does not require an internal battery. Okay, first thing. It's super light, so it's easy to mount here on the side of my monitor with a webcam clamp. So I'll show you that. Matter of fact, let me just do that. Let me show you with a picture right here that I've got here. Whoops, right here. There. There. Okay, that's where it is. That is the camera, the Elgato face cam on a webcam clamp. It's hard to say quickly. Mounted to the side of the monitor. And then the Rode VideoMic mounted with the same kind of clamp on the monitor. And that's what I've got in the picture there. Now, here's the thing. This microphone comes with a shock mount, comes with a wind screen. It's designed to go on a video camera, which is great. And it has the cables for that. But it also has a USB-C port. So I'm coming out of the USB-C port and going directly into my little computer here. And I can then use it for this particular shot to do this show. Now, you know, like I said, it's early in the morning. The light coming through the window is changing. There's things happening. Things are happening, okay? But I'm just so impressed with the quality of this audio. Now, I've got the heat pump here in the condo is running. There's noise, fan noise from that. My box here is making noise, various things. But it gives you such good presence and such good quality of audio. I'm just really impressed with it. Now, I am doing some processing as it's being recorded through OBS. I've got some audio filters installed that give me a limiter, that give me a gain control, that give me noise reduction for some eliminate some of the noise floor from the fact that I'm sitting in an open space, and equalization. All of that is being done in the background, so yeah, that exists. But the better quality audio you start with, the better quality you're going to have, okay? And so that's what we've got here with this mic. Oh, the heat pump got off, so it's quieter now. At any rate, I wanted to share this with you kind of as an update to the Fifine review. That was a little $17 microphone. This is a $99 microphone. You know, you get what you pay for. It's the way it works. So anyway, I wanted to share this with you. Hopefully you like this update. Remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here.
Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.